This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
History is unfolding in front of all of us. It is Sunday, the 8th day of July, 2018. And as we are every Sunday, live from 4 to 6 p.m., we are here. And I am your host, and I'm very honored to be here. I intend to try to open the phones up for at least an hour and a half of the two-hour broadcast today because we're overwhelmed with news. And I don't know where to start, but I want to get your take on it. You know, I'm so captivated by the mind situation down in that cave in Thailand where they've got the divers going down trying to save the young people there with their coach. They've gotten now four out. Now it's nine out. Well, that just broke minutes ago. They've only got a few more to get out, including their football coach. So that's certainly a very, very positive thing. But just the way it illustrates, if a little girl or a little boy is stuck down a well, or if miners are stuck in a mine collapse, or if people are captured underground, hemmed in by rising water from floods, our humanity comes out and we root for them and we project onto them that they are us. But if it's little babies getting aborted, or it's euthanizing old people, or it's cancer rates going up because of glyphosate, it's like, so what about humanity? You know, it gets the highway moving, there's too many people. But this whole situation with the mine cave-ins we've seen and the gas explosions we've seen and little girls and little boys falling down wells and now the situation in the cave, this illustrates to everybody the value of human life and that we're all in this together. And so they've already had one diver die. They've got other divers going down, two at a time, trying to get each child out who's got to then swim out in scuba gear in a cave full of mud and everything else out to the surface. And I was just reading about it today. I mean, I've been watching it the last 4 or 5 days, but I was actually really doing a deep dive, no pun intended, into what was now currently happening. And it just made my head spin because they are way, 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 way down there. And experienced military divers are having big problems. One's already died. And so that's why they tried to abandon that process when one diver died trying to get down to them and said, well, let's just wait. But they can't because another monsoon's hit, another big rain, as they call the Pacific a monsoon, a turd floater is what we call it in Texas. So you got this huge storm happening and the water's going back up. And so they're having to send people down into this cave, reportedly almost a mile in, to then try to get these people out. It is just crazy. And they're inside a big cavern up on the top of a pinnacle of a rock. You ever been inside any of the big caverns here in the U.S., Mammoth Cave or Carlsbad Caverns or others? There's these huge amphitheater-style, you know, 10-story tall, huge caverns. And you can see those big pinnacles, those big rocks up at the top. They are perched up there with the water rising beyond some Hollywood movie. So you see, with all that's happening, it makes you think about our own planet and where we are and the fact that humanity is all in this together and that valuing human life is certainly where it's all at. So we're going to be looking at all that today. The mainstream media has had a big heyday. They have come out and said, Jones said it was the end of the world on Wednesday, but it didn't end. Because I said the Democrats were calling for civil war. They've been escalating their soft civil war. And I see that as a demarcation line of when they plan throughout the summer to ramp things up. That's what I said. It was very clear. But they use the fact that I said Mark July 4th is when they're going to attempt to launch this. And then when the hoax that they pushed didn't appear, they say I'm discredited. It's simply amazing, even though attacks against conservatives, libertarians, and Christians went into overdrive, as you know, the last 4 days. We'll chronicle all of that straight ahead.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Again in 2020. We're going to be looking at that. Trump is set to announce a Supreme Court pick very, very quickly ahead of the midterms. We've got the cave-in and the whole situation with the floods in Thailand and what's unfolding there, and China saying they're basically already at war with the U.S. It's all coming up. But first, Trump's got Mueller in his sights for covering up 9/11. Here's a breakdown of it all.
Almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Well, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall.
In the case of the FBI's involvement immediately post 9/11, there were these charter flights by Saudi royals and members of the bin Laden family that left places like Las Vegas, where they were holed up in some of their hotels waiting for the dust to settle. There are these, a plane load, literally, of Saudis and other folks associated with the bin Laden family that left on this charter flight. Well, as someone who's actually done legal traveler debriefings and even talking to folks who have been refugees or emigres from other countries, those Saudis are precisely the sort of people who should have been debriefed at length by the FBI and, frankly, other intelligence services as well, to build that network and to outline who knew who and what the associations were. Absolutely critical immediately following 9/11. And so was that done? The answer is no. And so this kid glove treatment was given, and I hang that directly around the neck of Mr. Mueller. That's a really a disgraceful failure immediately after 9/11, because we know that these people had contacts and friends of friends and those sorts of things. It all should have been exploited, and it wasn't.
The government wants to be in charge. I mean, when Reagan said we're a country with a government, I think we're now a government with a country. And that's, and all of the things that are happening are only tightening that control on the people. They're going to manipulate them and keep, as long as they can keep them uninformed and nobody realizes what's going on, or they don't see the threat. If they say, you have nothing, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to hide. First of all, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels. And secondly, that's totally irrelevant.
If we had had this program in place at the time, we would have been able to identify that particular telephone number in San Diego.
I'm almost out of time.
I understand, but I ask indulgence just to finish because it's a critical point as to why we have this program and how important it is.
All right.
If we had the telephone number from Yemen, we would have matched it up to that telephone number in San Diego, got further legal process, identified Al-Mihdhar. One last point. The 9/11 Commission itself indicated that investigations or interrogations of Al-Mihdhar, once he was identified, could have yielded evidence of connections to other participants in the 9/11 plot. The simple fact of their detention could have derailed the plan. In any case, the opportunity was not there.
Well,
if we had had this program, that opportunity would have been there.
Who is Special Counsel Robert Mueller? Is he the upstanding career law enforcement officer, as the establishment would lead you to believe? Or is Robert Mueller a dirty fix-it man for the corrupt authoritarians lurking behind the D.C. power structure? After well over a year now of enduring the tainting of the executive office with a DNC-funded bogus investigation, President Trump is revisiting concerns he made about 9/11 during his candidacy.
Obviously, the war in Iraq was a big, fat mistake, all right? Now, you can take it any way you want, and it took Jeb Bush, if you remember, at the beginning of his announcement, when he announced for president, took him 5 days. He went back. It wasn't a mistake. Took him 5 days before his people told him what to say, and he ultimately said it was a mistake.
The
World Trade Center came down during
the brother's
reign.
My mother.
Remember that.
Hold on. Let me finish. To go after my mother.
That's not keeping
me safe. Look, I won the lottery when I was born 63 years ago and looked up and I saw my mom. My mom is the strongest woman I know.
She should be running.
Trump wants the deep state to know that the gloves are off. He's going to war. He was always going to release this later on you anyways. Bush's, Clinton's, criminal elements, the CIA, all of you. This is just the beginning with Mueller's cover-up. This is the piece of string on the sweater that pulls the whole sweater apart. It's beginning.
It was Mueller that signed off on hindering the investigations launched by the families of victims of 9/11.
Huge body of evidence that Saudi government officials prepared for the hijackers' arrival, helped them, got them money, English lessons.
That's right. Mueller and the FBI
and
helped them.
And provided the aid.
They didn't need more surveillance. They protected them.
Impossible, according to the FBI agents who were working the case, for the terrorists to succeed. And President Bush and Director Mueller, instead of,
and by the way, Trump's looking at letting the FBI go public,
the whole story, quashed it. Interrogations were shut down. Documents have been kept secret. And the reason we are here, and our plea,
Mueller,
the family's plea,
ran Epstein as a blackmail operative,
Trump, is to declassify the documents.
People need to know more about Mr. Mueller. He is not the white knight that Lindsey Graham and others in the mainstream media have portrayed. His role during and after the 9/11 matter needs to be examined.
It was Mueller that acted as a counter-crime boss during the Whitey Bulger court drama.
And Mueller, just like Whitey Bulger, could kill whoever he wanted, killed reportedly over 100 people, run mafia operations in Boston, assassinate members of other mafias the FBI wanted taken out. The FBI was operating as a gang in Boston.
Robert Fitzpatrick is seen here leaving federal court this afternoon after changing his plea to guilty on a 12-count indictment for perjury and obstruction of justice. The former assistant special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston office, who was in charge of the organized crime program, testified for the defense 3 years ago in the trial of James Whitey Bulger. At the time, Fitzpatrick made at least six false claims on the witness stand.
It was Mueller that allowed pedo Jeffrey Epstein to serve minimum sentencing for overseeing a sex exploitation ring of underage females that should have easily implicated several high-profile individuals. Instead, the FBI worked a deal with Epstein as an informant and then buried the investigation. And wouldn't it be interesting if it's none other than Mueller now conjuring up dirt on one of his toughest critics, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
New story from NBCNews.com about some allegations involving Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. Three former wrestlers at Ohio State University are accusing him of turning a blind eye to sexual abuse when he was a coach at the school.
That he turned a blind eye to sexual abuse while working as a wrestling coach at Ohio State University.
Yeah. You've seen the reports in recent days. Your reaction first to all of this?
It's false. I mean, I never saw, never heard of, never was told about any type of abuse.
John Baum reporting for InfoWars.com.
Meanwhile, Mueller ran the aircraft.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That's what it's all about. Anti-human, anti-prosperity, anti-future. Absolutely draconian and dystopic, and we oppose it. All right, coming up, is Hillary Clinton secretly planning to run in 2020? That's just 2 years away. We're going to look at that coming up. Announcement of Trump's Supreme Court choice nears. We're going to be looking at that. Inside Pompeo's fraught North Korea visit. Lifelong Democrat lawmaker vows to support Trump. Only Republicans. Until Dems return to sanity and honesty, the whole hashtag just walk away movement gained steam. And I believe it's a real movement because I see it on the ground where Democrats come up to me, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, you name it. And they say, I used to be a Democrat, but I can see the corruption. I can see the anti-Americanism. I can see the anti-free speech. These people are crazy. I'm a Republican now. Well, I was never a Republican or a Democrat, but we've taken over the Republican Party, at least partially, kicked the blue bloods out. With the Democrats, you've got something even worse. So, yes, we're trying to make America great again right now. That's very, very, very exciting. Now, that said, if you just tuned in, I played a compilation of the news reports about the incredible corruption of the special counsel appointed by the president, Mr. Rosenstein. The president doesn't matter. We elect it. The real president's Rosenstein. And then his puppet that follows his orders, Jeff Sessions. And so they're coming out saying all this dirt's coming out, all this proof of Russiagate, all this corruption, blah, blah, blah. Of course, none of it's ever there. Meanwhile, we have them all caught red-handed in their own texts, their own messages, their own payments, Hillary giving McCabe's wife $500,000, wives of husbands at the FBI creating the fake Pissgate dossier, getting millions. It is incredible. And you've got Giuliani and others coming out saying that Mueller is leading the most corrupt investigation he's ever seen. Well, there might have been corrupt investigations before, but this is the most transparent, the most out-the-open corruption. Because what do they think is going to happen? Anybody who can rub two brain cells together knows this is political and knows it's a fraud and knows that Trump's not in bed with the Russians and is pro-America. So where do they go after this? We'll talk about it, but first, here's a clip.
The reality is that there are biases that have to be explored surrounding Mueller. How you could end up hiring a group of people that are as prejudiced and biased as this group, in their record at least, is extraordinary. And then how you can expect us to just walk up our client like a lamb going to the slaughter? We wouldn't be lawyers if we were doing that. George, he wants to testify. He believes.
It's hard to believe that anymore, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it is hard to believe given all the things that have been shown about how tainted this investigation is. This is the most corrupt investigation I have ever seen that the Justice Department is allowing to go forward. I've never seen an investigation with texts from FBI agents, now seven of them, that have such extraordinary bias against the person.
It predated Robert Mueller.
Well, that's the investigation he inherited with a lot of the testimony that he inherited. And then he went ahead and didn't do anything to purge himself of that.
He fired him.
He fired him after somebody else found out. Well, how about looking at the texts of all of his people? Does his number two guy, his number three guy, his number four guy have similar texts in which they're talking about how much they hate Trump? I don't know.
And you've got Stephanopoulos the operative of the Clintons sitting there acting like he's all impartial. Robert Mueller and that whole operation continued on what the Justice Department had set up. And they were continuing what had been set up to stop Trump during the campaign to cover their ass, because now their job was twofold, not just try to keep Trump from getting in office or keep Trump from getting elected before that or kick Trump out of office later. It was cover up Spygate and make Spygate Russiagate, that they had thought that Hillary would win and that they could then try to cover that up by a new investigation used as a smokescreen. So here's Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, breaking that down, saying Mueller needs to provide factual basis to interview the president. I've told you for over a year, he shouldn't talk to Mueller. He shouldn't talk to any of these crooks. They're jokes. He could fire all of them. It's the executive branch. But they created this idea in the media that, oh, you don't follow Mueller. He's our president. We elected him. And the president's probably intelligently just left him there, letting him rot. But they get more and more and more desperate. So here's the president's lawyer.
All right. Well, you had said that the 4th of July was basically a deadline of sorts for you to determine whether or not you would recommend President Trump sit down with Robert Mueller. It is now past the 4th of July. Where do we stand?
Well, I think we're pretty much decided where we are, and we await the decision of the independent counsel. We would not recommend an interview for the president unless they can satisfy us that there's some basis for this investigation. It's our firm belief, and we think nothing contradicts this, that the president did nothing wrong. In all the leaking that's gone on, there's been no leak of any fact that says the president conspired with anybody in Russia. I know from having been on the campaign that there was no contact with Russians, no discussion with Russians. So we've got to see something. I mean, something started this investigation. I don't just investigate my next door neighbor because I think he may be committing a crime. I've got to, in order to get an investigation going, I've got to give the police or the FBI some kind of probable cause. And there isn't any. And when we've asked them for it, going back to John Dowd, they've given us nothing. And I think you can see John's opinion now is very much like ours, that the president shouldn't be interviewed, because John has unfortunately come to the conclusion that this is a witch hunt and an attempt to trap him in perjury.
We just had, introduced our segment, we had the Senate Intelligence Committee. They come out with their first conclusion. They've got more to come when it comes to collusion. They haven't made a determination on the collusion aspect of things. But it's a fact in their minds that Russia interfered and attempted to help the president. How is that not a compelling enough reason for Mr. Mueller to want to question the president?
Well, because there's no evidence that links the president to that. That's a heck of a thing people can have all kinds of motives.
Stop right there. How do you know that? You've got 170-plus countries. During any big campaign, there's all sorts of companies and bots and internet companies you can hire to do stuff. Turn out 80% of the bots out of Russia were for Hillary. So again, that's a red herring, too. But you've got Chuck Todd, the Democratic Party operative, the butt boy of Obama, up there going, well, Mueller says this, well, Mueller said that. They don't like the election of Trump. These people sold us out to Russia with Uranium-1 and Communist China. Trump's America first, and you can see the country coming back. And that's the big problem they've got, is the country's coming back. People know the truth, and that's why they're so angry. That's why they're so upset. That's why they don't know what to do. Because these are the anti-Americans. They're the guys on tape saying, flyover country, we hate gun owners, we hate Christians, all this crap. And all these Democratic Party people they've got running for office that like are running against white people. It's the opposite of Martin Luther King. It's incredible. So, wow. Okay, when we come back, China, you know, a billion, 250,000 people, they say they're already at war with the U.S., and they love Hillary, they love Chuck Todd, and they hate you.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice Just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
For me, it's totally insane that Hillary Clinton is still sending out emails to her constituents, to her zombie-like supporters, implying that she's the leader of the Democratic Party and that she might even run coming up in about the next year, because that's when the campaign starts, is about 2 years out, year and a half out, that she might even run for president against Trump again. But then I pull back and I go, wait a minute. She ran before when she had a brain tumor, when she'd been in the hospital for a year, when she was having convulsions all the time. You were told by the Secret Service at the RNC, just follow her. She's got a black ambulance. She's having convulsions every 45 minutes when she's not on her drugs. They got to take her off the drugs so she can even talk. But then, because she's off the drugs that suppress your neurons, that suppress brain activity, she then has the convulsions. And she can either take a bunch of pills or drink a bottle of whiskey and not have convulsions, but then she's not on. So to be on, she's got to get sober. Imagine the hell of that. She gets sober a few hours a day. They roll her out. They've got to have emergency tents all around her. We caught her, Millie Weaver caught her getting rushed into a emergency tent 2 weeks before she collapsed in New York. And you look at her emails, the New York Post reports on it. She's telling her constituents she's the leader of the Democratic Party. I guess a close second's Maxine Waters and that lunatic Nancy Pelosi. And I nothing against women. I'd love to have a woman president, but she's got to be pro-America, pro-free market, not these crazy, entitled, never had a free market job, run around trying to create culture war, sex war, race war. Good God. It just boggles the mind. But you say, well, that's crazy. She'd never run. Everybody hates her. She's been rejected. She was co-governor in Arkansas. She was co-president with Bill Clinton for 8 years. Under Obama, they admitted that she was basically co-president, running the State Department. That's just as important as the presidency itself. If the president isn't involved. So she was in 4 terms. You ever heard of anybody? Not even Roosevelt. Well, he died at the beginning of his 4th term. Or was it the end of his 3rd? I forget. Can we look that up? How many terms did Roosevelt serve? I think he died at the end of the 3rd, but he'd won a 4th. So Hillary has served more terms as deputy president or co-president, is the word. Even the Washington Post admits it. Look at that. So it just never ends. And you said to yourself, this crazy woman, this corrupt person that her own party doesn't like, it doesn't matter. She still runs it. She's got that foundation with the billions of dollars she's milked. There it is, CNN reporting. Another run. Hillary Clinton tries again. God. We are going to take back the country. We love Hillary Clinton. This woman in tapes that have been linked, that have been leaked out, hates America. So you got to ask yourself, where is the end of this? I'm going to open the phones up to talk about this and other big issues. The toll-free number to join us on any issue you want to discuss, but I just want you to be first-time callers. Please be honest about that and have a good telephone. I want to talk to you. I really love you to call 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Democrats announcing civil war. And then, you know, Rob Reiner, Michael Moore, Bill Maher, all of them. And then I go, oh, look, they say we're in a civil war. You crazy person. There's no civil war. You crazy right-wing son of a bastard. Okay. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss all of it. At 877-789-2539. But I know we're taking control of our government again. I know we're taking control of our republic again. And that's what's exciting to me. Now, this subject is really big. And I don't say this to be dramatic because I know the White House and the president are quietly trying to fix this because they don't want to rattle confidence and they don't want to sound too extreme because reality is so extreme. But in my own concern, I've reached out to some folks and said, should I say all this? Because it's what I really think, but I don't want to, like, rattle the confidence in the country. And you know, I don't hold back on stuff, but I don't want to really go with my hardcore info. And I've been told by a lot of folks, they go, no, you're dead on, fire at will. And people think, oh, my God, you're this government shill. You've always been against the government. Because our government was run by foreign banks. We see a beachhead. Our government partially controlled by American patriots now. So I'm proud to say that I'm reaching out to smart people and trying to coordinate somehow. Hell, you know the Democrats are coordinating. And I've said, listen, I can see the Office of Personnel Management hack, our entire government database, all our operatives overseas, domestically, their families, our codes, our shields, everything. Yeah, you're right. It was done on purpose. I see the industrial sellout of everything, which they admit on purpose. Yeah, you're right. I see it all. What do we do to turn this around? And the answer I get back is, well, what do you think we do? I mean, I think we have to admit how far we've slid. And I think it's really the Achilles heel of the globalist that if we just detail how we got infiltrated and what happened and turn it around, people will listen and take action because it's the truth. And you know, I'm not Machiavelli, man. I can see into Machiavelli systems, but I'm a straight shooter. I've always found that's what feels good in my gut. It's what works. It's just who I am. You know, they think I'm a schmuck because I'm a straight shooter. You know what? Straight shooting is the fourth, fifth dimensional chess everybody talks about. Everybody just keeps thinking being a BSer works. Only when you've got an honorable society that trusts a few traitors and doesn't know they're against them. Just because cancer spreads through the body doesn't mean it's dominant. Just because you guys cheat doesn't mean like, oh, we must all do that. That's how you collapse a civilization. It's how you collapse a planet. So when we come back, I'm gonna lay out the facts here, just as best as I can tell you about what we face, who our enemies are, and what we're up against. And it's bad. I mean, we are, like, way behind, actually. The fact that you think Trump's in there and everything. And the way everybody's against Trump, who are these followers? God, they ought to be praying Trump succeeds. They're just such pathetic followers, though. And it's not the followers' fault that they did this. It's our fault as leaders that we didn't see the problem and face it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hillary Clinton is sending out feelers to her supporters via email. The New York Post is reporting it, considering and testing a 2020 run. Well, of course she is. Even if she doesn't run, she wants to keep getting those campaign contributions, that money, into her corrupt money laundering operation known as her foundation. So it's totally sick, and it just shows how delusional and disconnected from reality the establishment is. But if we buy into their hoax, well, then it's our fault, isn't it? We're going to start the next hour here in about 10 minutes and go to already loaded phone lines. I may even get to some during this segment, but if you just joined us, I remember back under the Clintons how they were selling out our missile secrets for our intercontinental ballistic missiles to communist China. And I remember myself and Washington Times writers and others, Drudge, you name it, were reporting on the Clintons with communist Chinese generals in the White House and all of it, and the sellout by Loral Hughes to them with MIRV technology. That's the reentry device. It's one thing to put a missile up into orbit. Another thing to get it going a trajectory over from China, over the North Pole to the U.S. But it's another thing to get it to come back into the atmosphere and have the nose cone pop open and have, you know, a dozen dummy warheads and maybe a dozen other real warheads so that when they try to shoot those down, they don't get them all. That's multiple reentry device MIRV technology. So from the boost, the first stage boost, second stage boost, reentry to MIRV technology, the Clintonistas gave them everything. Like they gave them our jobs, our businesses, our industry, our security codes, the Panama Canal, all the major deep water ports. Hillary is a globalist operative put in there to do that. And then the media spun it. Are attacks on China anti-Asian? No, it's China under Mao that killed 84 million of their own people, according to the Chinese communists. CIA says 65 million. It's their own system that sells political dissidents' organs. So when you talk about 1,500,000,000 people, genetically the same, but oppressed by the communist elite, there's not the racism there. There's the classism of the party, where there is no class, pun intended, under communism. And so they're doing all this, and the communist Chinese come out in Bloomberg and the Sunday Express, and I've got the articles right here. Let's do a camera shot of that, saying we're already at war with the United States. We're already economically, you read the leaked memos that the PLA put out on purpose, and they say we've already got their industry, we've already got the rare earth minerals, 98%. We already got our military under these companies as front people in all these nations. We're ready to cut the U.S. off economically. We're ready to foment economic warfare and cultural warfare inside America. We're ready to bring the U.S. down. And, man, it's in the news that China now controls Hollywood. China has a $900 billion trade deficit with us. And Trump says a year ago, give us $50 billion. Did you show you have some sign? China, you're investing $24 billion a year in us. We invest $900 billion in you. I want to see some Chinese factories in the U.S. Show me something. Over a year ago, he met with them in Mar-a-Lago. And the communist Chinese dictator, he's a dictator. He wasn't elected by the people. He said, we're going to war with you. And we've built all these artificial islands and we'll invade the South China Sea and we'll take over all these different areas right where the Japanese did. Philippines, you name it. I mean, this is crazy. And if you study geopolitical systems, everything done to America since the 70s by the policy wonks, presidents are mainly puppets, until Trump came along, has been 100% strategically to shell the United States out. Yeah, there's the Guardian, dictator for life. They have debates about whether he's a dictator. The Politburo and the Central Committee vote, a couple hundred people that are all billionaire communists. Delay that. I mean, he's beyond the name I just called him. He's a mass murderer. And he's taking China back to where Mao had it. So, you read this, U.S. and China have bigger problems than trade war, Bloomberg, and it gets into the military war. China's military reforms to win a war. But you actually read the memo I read last Friday, and it says, we're already winning, we've already encircled them, we already control their people, they're all divided, Americans are weak. So when you sit there and you see a Democrat, or you see a leftist that hates flyover country, or hates Christians, or hates Trump, Trump could be criticized for only asking China, I hate to use a vulgar analogy, but when they work, you've got to use them. You know, Full Metal Jacket, and you've got Sergeant Hartman talking to him, and he says, you're the type of guy that'll do something to the other guy and not even give him a reach around. I mean, all Trump did was ask for a reach around. And China said, no, man, you're going to give us everything, dirtbag Americans, and you're going to get nothing back. That's Trump's like, okay, there's a 290% tariff on all dairy to Canada for 30-something years? Hundreds of billions? No. And Canada's so used to us being on our back or on our knees, they start flipping out going, we got trannies! We're for gays! And Trump goes, okay, great. I understand that. What about the 200-plus% tariff on dairy? and then our own media gangs up like Trump's bad. So let me explain. I go into a business deal, and you tell me you get everything, I get nothing, even though I hold all the cards. And that's the thing about Trump. He's just not anti-American, psychotically anti-American. How did we ever get an elite that did this? Because America had 55% of the wealth in 1952. Look it up. And these elites went, my God, we can parlay this into total control. But to get people to go along with it, we've got to create an anti-American ideology. We've got to get people to signal they're traitors and be anti-American so we can trust them to do this. Because, you know, you got to really be a scumbag to want to bankrupt your granddaddy that's a farmer. Or to want to hurt steel workers in Cleveland. Or to just have a raging you-know-what to screw America. But that's what the colleges and the schools. And it's just all like, you know, wow, we were so close. And we're probably like a patient that kind of rallies in surgery but still dies. I've had family I've been there when they rally in a surgery and actually they come back for a day and then die right after. They rally and then they die. And I don't want to be a negative person here, but I'm not a cult member like Oprah Winfrey that's like the secret, just be positive. I think America's rallying before its death. I'm just going to be honest. I think we're going to die. I think we're going to implode and be totally poor, and I think it's all going to be over. So I think we're evil. We've aborted 50 million babies, and the average person doesn't want it. And just God is all about justice, and I don't think we deserve Trump. I don't think we deserve to turn the country around. I don't think we – because here's the thing. Those of us that are self-sufficient will be okay in a total collapse. It'll be rough, but we'll make it, most of us. But what about all the scum and all the backstabbers and all the pedophiles and all the – no, they are going to kill each other. So I'm hoping we fix things. I'm working for it, but I'm not worried one bit, because the type of people that want to suck on Hillary Clinton's wart-covered feet culturally and want to do all this, if you guys don't want this and we tried to fix it, then have at it, man. Have what you want, because the communist Chinese – already basically run the universities. It's in the news. They run Hollywood. We're overrun. And in the 11th hour, 58th minute, we have some chance to turn it around, and the average American doesn't rally to do that? Shame on you! Because that's what we're facing. I just know this. The Chi-Coms won't make it out of this, and neither will the EU or the Vatican. You're all going to go down. Oh, that's the littles. Oh, I forgot the best part. I metaphysically know America is going to go down just like you are. And so we're going to pull all of you with us, and there are going to be overthrows of the communist Chinese. Maybe that'll be a free country after this. But I know that when America goes down like the Alamo, it signifies the defeat of the Chi-Coms and the EU and the globalists and everyone else. So don't celebrate your victory too long. Don't celebrate your victory. Because from hell's gate, I spit at you with my last breath. I want you to go down, you pedophile, devil-worshipping trash that want to control our will. Now, there's still a chance for humanity to awaken, turn this around. But if we're not serious, I can see where we're going. Trump will fail, America will fall, then we'll have global war.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.